Okay, John, very good. Yeah, if you want to go ahead with your useless information, we'll go ahead and take care of that now. That way you can focus on what you're doing out there on the bicycle mobile. Go ahead, sir.
All righty. Well, the punchline here is for a lot of these instruments we have out here for detecting radiation, they need a non-radioactive metal for some of the construction. And believe it or not, the only way you're going to find that is at the bottom of the ocean. Anything built before that got sunk, let me rephrase that, sunk before 1945, is metal being salvaged to make these radiation detectors. And that's the short version of the story. It just, the problem is everything has got something in it, you know, because of all this testing and so forth. And the same joke is said about the dollar bill. Every dollar bill in circulation, a dog could sniff it and say there's heroin in those paper fibers. So, food for thought. Back to you there, Kurt. K9PGC, Bicycle Mobile.
Well, those are
CMN
two
Network.
Very interesting tidbits. You don't want to have a bunch of singles on you near a drug-sniffing canine. So, and I did not know that about, I mean, it makes sense about the metal under the ocean. And I didn't know that they made radiation detectors from that. That's interesting. That's pretty cool. Well, thank you for that, John. That was very enlightening for me anyway, and I'm all that matters, right? No, just kidding. John, bicycle safely out there. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and thanks again for checking in. All right, next we have N9RKY. Todd, do you have anything for the net?
Hello, Kurt and everybody on the net. Sounding good tonight. I've had the fortunate experience of going to a little gathering. One of the Danish groups had a gathering, and anyway, picked up a Heathkit HP23 power supply from my Heathkit. Mine, cats were kind of humming pretty bad, so I didn't use it because of that. But unfortunately, though, my wire antenna that I've had up for years is down on the ground now, so I have to rebuild one and put something up nice. But hope to get that rig going again. It's a SB-102. So hopefully I get that going again. And everything seemed to work still, even with the caps, so the old caps and the other one, but probably get that one recap or something. Anyway, I also wanted to mention that today is 68 years of NASA, and I was going to look to see if they had a special event station. I just found out about it after work, and check in for a special event station. That would be cool. But that was going on today, so... That's pretty much all I got. I'll turn it back over to you. Take care, and catch you later at 9RKY.